Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Donna Williams. Donna Williams is a 64-year-old woman who reports she injured her left shoulder at work on 3/30/22 when she was picking up PANS, P-A-N-S. Period, she felt a pop in her shoulder, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period, she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, she denies having any previous problems or injuries with the left shoulder, but did have a pre-existing hand problem. Period, she denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period, the paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Williams was seen at Occupational Health on 4/4/22, period. She reported injuring her left shoulder when lifting up pots, period. She also had another workers' compensation injury for which she was currently treating with orthopedics. Period. She's going to physical therapy and occupational therapy for her left knee and left wrist and hand. Period. She's wearing a sling and having pain with range of motion. Period. She took Naprosyn with some relief. Period. She was already out of work wearing a sling. Period. Past medical history was remarkable for cervical spine fusion, comma, left knee arthroscopy, comma, hepatitis C, comma, asthma, comma, depression, comma, mitral valve prolapse, comma, schizophrenia, comma, and sarcoidosis. Period. Nurse Scharf, S-C-H-A-R-F, diagnosed a sprain of the left rotator cuff. Period, x-rays were negative. Period, she placed Ms. Williams out of work, comma, on Naprosyn, comma, referred to physical therapy and orthopedics, comma, as well as using a sling. Period, she returned on 4/20/22. Period. She was referred for orthopedics and physical therapy. Period, new paragraph on 4/12/12, stretched at 4/12/22. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Chippa, C-H-H-I-P-A. Period. He learned she works as a dishwasher at a county jail. Period, she bent down to pick up pans to put it on a higher shelf and felt a pop in her shoulder. Period, about 1 hour later, the shoulder became very painful and she could not lift her arm overhead. Period, she noticed some swelling, but there was no bruising. Period, she reports that prior to this, her left shoulder had never bothered her. Period, she had seen occupational health where an x-ray was taken and she was placed in a sling and told to use ice. Period, she still had pain at the anterior lateral aspect of the shoulder. Period. She had a history of cervical spine surgery and was getting some numbness down her arm. Period. Dr. Chippa repeated left shoulder x-rays, finding no obvious fractures. Period. The humeral head was concentric within the glenoid. Period. There were no significant degenerative changes noted. Period. She had a type 1 acromion. Period. He diagnosed left shoulder pain and strain and quickly referred her for an MRI. Period. On 4/19/22, she did undergo a left shoulder MRI. Period, and underline this. Tellingly, she had a, it was compared to a prior MRI of the shoulder done on 8/24/16. That speaks to pre-existing problem there. Period, and then insert the results of that MRI. And underline this, it is clear that the pre-existing abnormalities had progressed, but not related to the subject event. Period, she followed up with Dr. Chippa on 5/26/22, reviewing the MRI. Period, he recommended non-operative management given the MRI findings. Period, a semicromial steroid injection was administered and she was referred for more therapy. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, motion of the left shoulder was full without crepitus, but the end point of abduction elicited tenderness. paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers, was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering and locking. Shoulder maneuver was normal, spine cervical. There were two healed anterior scars. Paired the lower one was for lung biopsy to diagnose sarcoidosis. Paired the upper one was for cervical spine fusion surgery. Paired range of motion of the cervical spine was actually fairly good. Paired then thoracic normal impressions on 3/30/22. Ms. Williams complained of injuring her left shoulder when she was lifting pots at work. Paired, she was seen by occupational health and initiated on conservative care for what was thought to be a sprain of the shoulder. Paired, she remained symptomatic and saw Dr. Chippa. Paired, he had her undergo an MRI on 4/19/22. That was compared to another such study in 2016. Paired, this did show progression of most of the pre-existing abnormalities. Paired, he gave her a corticosteroid injection. Paired, she did participate in physical therapy also. Paired, in paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Williams found she had full range of motion of the left shoulder. By the end point of abduction, elicited tenderness. Paired, she had intact strength. Paired, provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Paired, incidentally noted, was her cervical spine scars from fusion and lung biopsy for sarcoidosis. Paired, new paragraph, with respect to the subject event, there is 0% permanent partial total disability. Paired, Ms. Williams did have pre-existing problems in the left shoulder for which she had already undergone an MRI study. Period. This clearly reflects a pre-existing disorder. Period. And at this point, she only has some rare stiffness in the shoulder, but denies any pain, swelling, or weakness. Period. And that is the end.